Good Thursday morning to you, June 9th. Welcome to Wake Up, Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, Alicia Quibido. We're all here, the gang, and we're so glad you could join us. And right now joining us is Dr. Gerard Verscheren, who is here to talk about a book, A Catholic Scientist Harmonizes Science and Faith, a very interesting topic, to say the least. And Dr. Verscheren, welcome to Wake Up.
I am right here, Damian, and I'm happy to talk with you.
Well, we are happy to talk with you, especially to find out why writing a book about these two topics, because I've always heard they're like water and oil. They don't kind of go together.
Right. I have heard something else. They call people who believe and also believe in science, they call them schizophrenics. And I felt offended, of course.
Well,
of course.
They say, yeah, on weekdays, they go for science.
There you go.
And on Sundays, they go for faith. And then they turn off their mind and they look and gaze at on infinity, and they have no need for proofs, but on weekdays they want everything to be proven. Mm-hmm. Are we schizophrenics? I hope you say no.
No.
Good. We all agree. Mm-hmm. So what I try to show in my book is that many scientists are Catholic, and many Catholics are scientists. Mm-hmm. So it is not water and oil. They go very well together, but for a lot of people, that is the idea they have. It's a myth.
It is a myth, and your book really brings that to the forefront, because you draw from reflections of St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine, John Paul II, Pope Benedict, and many others, and then you throw in Albert Einstein and others to show the connection between reasoning and religion.
Yes, that is what unites science and faith. They both use reason. It's clear in science that they use reason. They have to plan their experiments, and they have to conclude that something is true or not true. And so what I try to show in my book is how important reasoning is in science. But I don't think I have to prove that to many people. They believe that ahead of time. But I show in my book that they do use reasoning. Mm-hmm. I think always a good example is that the astronomist Le Verrier, you probably have never heard of it, he always wondered, why does Uranus, the planet Uranus, have such a strange motion? And so he reasoned that there had to be another planet, Neptune. He never saw that planet, but he thought it must be there, otherwise Uranus should not make that weird movement. So he reasoned. Mm-hmm. And I show many other examples in the book. I won't bother you with that. Mm-hmm. But there is also, in faith, reason. I always like to quote St. Augustine, who said, believers are also thinkers. In believing, they think, and in thinking, they believe. Mm. There you go. Mm. You have to think in faith, too. You can't just go for blind faith. Mm. Why do so many people do that? Sorry, I hate to blame people, but I have to blame Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer. He once said, reason is the greatest enemy that faith has. Well,
wow.
Does that mean you can believe anything in faith? No. The Catholic Church will definitely say no. There is no faith without reason. Mm-hmm. Thomas Aquinas always gave three reasons. Reason is preparing the mind for faith. It explains the truths of faith, and it defends the truths of faith. So please don't believe faith alone. It doesn't make any sense. And I show in my book many reasons.
Doctor, when did science and religion actually separate then?
I think it did not happen in the beginning of science. It happened at the time of the Enlightenment. And the Enlightenment was in the, it varies a little bit. It was in the 17th century, 18th century, and we are still suffering from that. They said there is a conflict between the two. I show in my book that we don't have to believe that. The first Christians were thinkers. And mm-hmm. the first scientists were very religious. People like Kepler and Copernicus. And I think nowadays the most important one is Father Lemaître. If that doesn't mean anything to a lot of people, I can understand that. But he was the first one to say that there was a Big Bang. And he was a priest, a diocesan priest in Belgium. I am from Holland, so I'm a little biased. He was a great guy. He was perfect in science. And he was the combination of science and faith. So he was showing somehow that the Enlightenment idea, that they can't go together, was false. Mm. And he proved that in many, many ways. And I try to do the same in my book. The Big Bang was an important development. And Father Lemaître, he was the one who came up with that idea. Mm. And then very soon, people like Einstein, who didn't believe that Father Lemaître was right, he said to him, your math is magnificent, but your physics is very poor. Well, he had to retract that. And they became good friends. And he said, you were right, Father Lemaître, there is a Big Bang. For he had all, Einstein had always thought that the universe was eternal, that it had no beginning and no end. Father Lemaître said, oh yeah, there was definitely a beginning of the universe, the Big Bang. Mm-hmm. And now everyone believes that the Big Bang is true. I am always a little careful to saying it is definitely true, for science is always in development. What was true yesterday may not be true tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little careful. Someone might come up with a better explanation, but that's the best we have right now. Thank you, Father Lemaître. A Catholic priest.
Well, there you go. Where can they get your book?
At Sophia Institute Press or, of course, Amazon.
Dr. Verscheren, thank you so much for being with us this morning on Wake Up. It's been a pleasure and enlightening, the fact that science and religion can go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure the people who listen to your program just woke up now.
Well, hey, and being from Holland, the first thing that always comes to my mind are tulips.
Tulips, yes.
So are they blue? They got to be. Are they in bloom right now before we wrap up?
Oh, yeah, they do. Our children send us always flowers from Holland, tulips.
Awesome. Dr. Gerard Verscheren, thank you so much. Get his book, A Catholic Scientist Harmonizes Science and Faith. Thank you for being with us on Wake Up.
Thank you so much for this interview.
God bless.
Have a good day.
God bless you.